only men on social media. They are already expressing their fake outrage towards the WNBA dump in Indiana. Earlier this week, the young woman who is expected to save the WNBA from impending bankruptcy, Caitlin Clark, she was filmed practicing for the first time with one of her fellow trash engineers, Aaliyah Boston. Who in the hell knows? Of the 144 dump divers in the WNBA, 143 of them can go shopping at the grocery store without being recognized. But earlier this week, Caitlin Clark, she was filmed practicing with one of her colleagues from Boston. It was your typical practice in the WNBA. The manager was teaching employees how to properly lift the garbage can without throwing out your back. They had cones set up in the parking lot. They were taking turns driving the garbage truck, making sure they didn't back up and hit the cones. The Instagram account for the Indiana Felines, they filmed this practice session with Caitlin Clark and her unknown teammates and posted it on social media. Now, I would assume the thinking going into this was that the dozens of fans of the WNBA would be excited. For the very first time, they would see a real professional basketball player in a WNBA facility. I mean, this is unprecedented for the vast majority of players in the WNBA. Basketball is their side hustle. It's supplemental income. Most players have other professions. For example, Kelsey the plumber. When Bob Griner isn't playing in the WNBA, she is a tour guide for summer vacations in Russia. For the first time ever, dozens of WNBA fans, they were given the privilege of seeing a professional basketball player in their league. Now you would think the reactions would be positive. Watch for yourself. See if you can spot the reason for their fake outrage. What did that facility look like to you? Did that look like a practice facility for a professional basketball team? Looked to me like a high school gym, or maybe the rec room at the local YMCA. The amenities, or lack thereof. It has fans of Caitlin Clark pissed off at the WNBA before she even steps on the court. This is outrageous! Caitlin Clark is a star! She went from world-class facilities at Iowa to practicing behind the local Shaggin' Dragon! Yeah, that's true, but you shouldn't feel sorry for Caitlin Clark because she knew exactly what she was getting into. She knew exactly what she was signing up for. Katie Rue knew there would be sacrifices. She knew she was going from private airfare to the Greyhound bus. She knew she was going from arenas with 20,000 seats to gyms with 20 bucket seats. The shit facilities in the WNBA, it's a direct result of almost 30 years of huge embarrassing failure. Nearly 30 years of the WNBA failing to generate a single peso in profit. But here's the thing. This could be temporary. We could be on the precipice of the WNBA doing the unthinkable. We could be on the precipice of the WNBA playing in arenas with metal detectors for security instead of metal chain link fences. For the first time in the history of the dump, there is actual hope. For decades, the WNBA has been the poster child of embarrassing failure. Outside of Bomani Jones, no other person or entity has failed quite like the WNBA. Earlier this week, I was watching an interview with the diva of Dump Divas, Kathy Engelbert. Kat appeared to be at some kind of conference. Perhaps Purina came out with a revolutionary cat food and Kat Engelbert was marketing it to the masses. During a break from promoting Meow Mix, Kat started talking about the WNBA. People seem to forget that the NFL and the NBA are 75 to 100 years old. I bet if you looked at the NBA in their first 28 years of existence, they were not successful either. Our dump is miles ahead of where the NBA was in year 28. No shit. The NBA launched in 1946. Their 28th year of existence was in the mid-1970s. You know what didn't exist in the mid-70s? Cable television. I'm sure the NBA struggled to build a national footprint. If you weren't living in a major market in the 60s and 70s, you probably never heard of the NBA. As always, this is an excuse from Kathy Engelbert. There's always an excuse provided as to why the WNBA is a huge embarrassing failure. I don't hear these same excuses in the UFL or XFL or USFL. Whatever the hell they're calling the Spring Football League now. Seems like every 5 or 10 years a new Spring Football League emerges. They promise to be different. They promise to be hardcore. We are going to be better than the NFL. This will be great! Last week was week 4 of the UFL regular season. This league can't be more than 2 years old. Matter of fact, if I remember correctly, I think this is the UFL's second season. Last week, they averaged nearly 1 million viewers on television. The last time the WNBA hit 1 million viewers, Osama bin Laden was still living in a cave. Last time the WNBA drew 1 million viewers, people were still smelling what The Rock was cooking. How can a football league that will likely be bankrupt and off television by this time next year, how can they outperform the WNBA in year 2 when the WNBA has a 28-year head start? What Kathy Engelbert doesn't seem to understand, it's not about the length of time. That wrestling organization, AEW, they started, what, 4, maybe 5 years ago? For the entirety of their existence, AEW has outperformed the WNBA. The answer to the WNBA's long tradition of embarrassing failure, it's actually quite simple. For almost 30 years, the WNBA has never had a star. But KC, the UFL doesn't have stars either. Yeah, that's true. That's true, but football is different than every other sport. Star power isn't really needed in football because the sport itself is the draw. Basketball has always been heavily reliant on star power, and it's even more critical in the WNBA because the product on the floor is substandard. Well, Casey, why are you being a meanie? Why are you being a misogynist? I'm not being a misogynist, I'm being a realist. When compared to the NBA, the WNBA product will always be substandard. I know that sounds harsh, but it's the truth, and the truth does not give a shit about your feelings. For decades, the WNBA has been held back by a complete lack of star power. To make matters worse, in their failed attempts to create stars, they promote the wrong players. How many women in America can relate to Bob Griner? How many women in America are looking to deepen their voice while going to a barber instead of a beautician? Earlier this week, Megan Rapinoe was praising the diversity and inclusivity in the WNBA. This league is so inclusive. When I watch the WNBA, I see black players. I see bearded players. It warms my heart to see every color of the rainbow. Yeah, that's great if you're looking to fill a diversity quota, but Kathy Engelbert is looking to fill a bank account. People don't care about inclusive players. People care about star players. For the first time, possibly ever, the WNBA has a legitimate superstar in their league. Obviously, this is a good thing for Kathy Engelbert, but it's also kind of scary at the same time. The WNBA is at a crossroads. The league is staring down two paths. Path to the left is wide. The path to the left is comfortable because the path to the left is continued failure. Then you've got the path to the right, which is extremely narrow. It's the path that the WNBA has been unable to take for the last 30 years. The path to success. Question is, can Caitlin Clark lead them down that path all by herself? Believe it or not, this is not the first time that the WNBA has been gifted with a star. 20 years ago, Sue Bird was a big star coming out of UConn. At the time, people thought Sue Bird could elevate the WNBA. Fast forward 20 years later, most people don't recognize Sue Bird as being a former player in the WNBA. The Sue Bird is more known for rocking the nest with Megan Rapinoe and keeping the squirrels awake all night in the oak tree. Several years ago, Sabrina Ionescu, she was a pretty big star coming out of Oregon. Morgan went viral during the women's tournament by complaining about the substandard conditions. She was heavily hyped going into the WNBA draft. What ended up happening? Same thing that happened to the Sue Bird. They fizzled out. This is why I have always said the WNBA is the place where mainstream careers go to die. The good news for Kathy Engelbert, Caitlin Clark is not a star. Caitlin Clark is a cultural phenomenon. But can she maintain that status? Can she maintain that momentum? Michael Jordan is often credited with elevating the NBA. People give Michael Jordan all the credit for boosting the popularity of the league. Like Caitlin Clark, Michael Jordan was a cultural phenomenon. But there's a huge difference between Michael Jordan and Caitlin Clark. Michael Jordan had help. He wasn't tasked with doing it alone. He had Isaiah Thomas and the Pistons. He had the final years of Larry Bird and Magic Johnson, Patrick Ewing in the Knicks, Reggie Miller in the Pacers, John Stockton, Karl Malone. Jordan, he had other stars to play against. He had rivals. Oftentimes, the storylines in the NBA have a huge impact on making the games more exciting. Who is creating those storylines with Caitlin Clark and the WNBA? Who's going to be the villain? Who is going to be the rival? Well, Casey, what about Angel Reese? Maybe Angel Reese can work. Problem is, they're both rookies. I don't know how it is in the WNBA because obviously I don't watch, but in the NBA, rookies tend to struggle. Takes them 2, 3, sometimes 4 years to develop. Star rookies in the NBA, they have the benefit of time. They have other star players who can carry the league while they're developing. WNBA, they don't have that luxury. For the WNBA, it is now or never. This season is it. This season is your one chance for mainstream success. What happens if Caitlin Clark struggles? What happens if she doesn't win? What happens, God forbid, if she gets injured? Casual fans have very short memories. If Caitlin Clark is out of sight, she's out of mind. If that happens, it's over. It is damn near impossible to recapture that magic. Look at what happened with Zion Williamson. Dude was a megastar coming out of college. Struggles with injuries his first 4 years in the NBA, and Zion was basically forgotten by the national media and the casual NBA fan. The WNBA really doesn't have a choice here. They have got to go all in on Caitlin Clark. And to Kathy Engelbert's credit, that's exactly what she's doing. 36 of the 40 games for the Indiana Felines will be broadcast on national television. This is their last chance, final opportunity. If Caitlin Clark can save this league, or if Caitlin Clark can't save this league, no one else will. Which path will the WNBA take? Will they take the comfortable path of failure and 5 years from now, this will all be forgotten? Or will Caitlin Clark lead them down the path to success? You tell me. I mean, there's not a doubt in my mind that Caitlin Clark will succeed on the court, possibly immediately, but at least eventually. But will that be enough to carry an entire league? Will that be enough to do the unthinkable and save the WNBA? Let me know. Sound off in the comments below. Like, subscribe, share the video. Appreciate your support. Best way to contact me is by email at btlkc84@gmail.com. KC_btl84 on Twitter. And I'll see you guys tomorrow.